Today's Shir Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Lamed Beis Omid Aleph, but we will begin at the very bottom of Lamed Aleph Omid Beis. Siv Hey, yesterday we were talking about the importance of kissing the tzitzis to show the chavivus for the mitzvah, the love for the mitzvah, and in Siv Hey the Mechaber continues, Kishim istakel b'tzitzis, when you look at the tzitzis, at all the places where you kiss the tzitzis, you certainly look at the tzitzis as well, mistakel b'shnei tzitzio shelofonov sheyesh v'masor k'shorim. The Mechaber goes like the shita that we explained yesterday, that you only look at the two in front of you, hold the two in front of you, kiss the two in front of you, not gathering in all four, as many do suggest that you do. Mechaber seems to suggest that you only take the first two when you're looking at them. They have five knots on each. That's a reminder of the number 10, Remez Lahavayos, which the Mishnah Brura explains. This Havayos is Pirush, Lesfiros, Shem, Kishurim, Vachudim, Zebezeh, some mystical idea concerning the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Sfiros of Shemayim. I unfortunately can't explain exactly what that means any better than reading the words, but it alludes to a mystical concept about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, brought down by the Rikanti. Mechaber continues and says as well, V'gam yesh bem tez zayin chutin, in the two tzitzios in front of you, you have 8 strands on the left, 8 strands on the right, that adds up to 16, V'asarik sharm, and there are 5 knots and 5 knots, that's another 10, that adds up to 26, which is Oleh Chavav Kishem Havaya, that equals the name of Yudke Vavke in Gematria, 26. Si'ivav, Godol Onesh HaMavato Mitzvah Tzitzis, great is the punishment for somebody who intentionally is Mavato, putting on four-cornered garments tzitzis. For all of Nehemar, Lechoz B'kanfos Ha'aretz V'gomer, the Mechaber alludes to this pasuk in Eov Lamed Ches, pasuk Yud Gimel, where the full pasuk says, Lechoz B'kanfos Ha'aretz V'yinoaru Rishoy Mimenu. You hold on to the earth and the Rishayim will be shaken out. So to say, this is an allusion over here. Hazohir b'mitzvah tzitzis zoche v'roa p'nei shchinah. If somebody is careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis, the great merit to be mekabel, to be roa, the p'nei hashchinah, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Brura points out in Sifkot and Tes, mitzvah lasos talis noah v'tzitzis noah. Therefore, one should make his talis beautiful, make the tzitzis beautiful. V'adin kol mitzvah should sorech lasos and behidur. Every mitzvah one should try to do in the most beautiful fashion. As the pasuk says, "Zeh keli v'yanveyu." This is my God, his noah lefonov b'mitzos, and go and beautify the mitzvos in front of him. Avol also lirkom psukim shel Torah b'talis. However, many people in trying to beautify this mitzvah, they think it would be a great idea to put a pasuk on the talis. That the Mishnah Brura says to weave the psukim into the talis is inappropriate. If you have such a talis, it doesn't mean it's also, it's just improper, because you may end up sitting on it, you may end up bringing it into the bathroom, you may end up doing things with it that shouldn't be done with a pasuk, and therefore that's inappropriate l'chatchila. And the Mishnah Brura adds, V'afal mapos, a morin heta l'chatchila lirkom divrei Torah lav. On any sort of a cloth material, or tablecloth, or any sort of a curtain, don't write down the psukim, because it's an improper usage over here. The issue note 9, he brings down in the name of the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Rambam, Shekivan Shatzitzis Tashmishi Mitzvahi, Vein Bo Kedush Sagov, since the tzitzis technically are only Tashmishi Mitzvah, not an actual Kedusha Sagov, as we've already discussed, Yeshlochu Shema Yikonis Imalavesakis Levesatvili. You may go into the bathroom, you go into a mikvah with them on, and it's inappropriate if the Psukim of Torah over there on that. That's a Bizoyan. Therefore, many gedolim, and included here in the Dirshu footnote, he brings down the name of El Yashiv, Zatzal, She'ein Lichto Psukim B'modoa B'iton. Don't write psukim in announcements in a newspaper or in some sort of a flyer or in an invitation for a wedding or a simcha, because invariably those invitations and flyers are thrown in the garbage and the psukim will come Lidei Bizoyan. Furthermore, he brings down the Rambam, also Lichto Psukim in a Torah, because you're not writing the entire pasuk, you're not writing the entire Sefer Sholem. And the Mishnah Brura brings this down later on. Both of these reasons over here, the Bizayon and the not writing the full Pasuk, in terms of putting such things in a Sukkah as well. The same halacha applies there. To put up the Noi Sukkah, one shouldn't use Psukim. Dirshu footnote 8 brings down that this idea of buying a beautiful talis is specifically talking about a beautiful talis godol or a beautiful talis katan, which are worn specifically for the mitzvah tzitzis. But if you happen to have a four-cornered garment like they used to wear in those days, one doesn't need to beautify it. Even though you're putting tzitzis on it, that's not l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. That's for fulfillment of having a four-cornered garment, you put tzitzis on it. And there's no reason for a worker in those days who has a four-cornered garment to bedavka have a beautiful four-cornered garment. In the Halacha Brura, he brings down a couple of interesting points as we conclude our wonderful learning over here of Hilchos Tzitzis. He brings down that the minhag is to wear the talis only during Shachris, although some people did wear the talis as well during Mincha, and if they daven Maariv early as well, they wear the talis during Maariv. He brings down also possibly an explanation for why on a tainis, and as well as on Shabbos by Mincha time, some have the custom bedavka then to wear a talis by Mincha, and he says because you don't have the 100 brachos so easily on a day of a tainis when you're not eating, or on Shabbos when your Shmoneh Esrei is shorter, and in order to fulfill the dictum of saying 100 brachos a day, some would bedavka go and wear a talis gadol by Mincha on those days so they could be yotzi the 100 brachos a little bit more easily. He also reminds people to keep the talis on the entire time of davening until the end of the davening, but he does point out that if you don't have a talis when there is a minyan, it is better to daven with the minyan and put on the talis afterwards than to daven biyichidus with the talis on. Finally, he concludes bringing down a Gemara in Maseches Menachos, Sheshkula mitzvah tzitzis kinetic kol mitzvah shebetorah. The mitzvah tzitzis is so important, it's the equal of all the mitzvahs in the Torah. It brings down also from Rishima B'Yochoi, kol hazor b'mitzvah tzitzis, zoche ro'a p'nei ha'shchina, which is what the Mechaber quoted over here from that Gemara in Menachos. And he brings down as well Reish Lakish from a Gemara in Shabbos, kol hazor b'mitzvah tzitzis, zoche shemishamshim lo shnei alofim u'shmona meyos avodim. A person who is careful with tzitzis will have in the world to come this idea of having 2,800 mishamshim that will take care of him. From all of these ideas, we see the tremendous importance of the mitzvah of tzitzis. I hope people have enjoyed our learning of the mitzvah of tzitzis through these many simonim of the Shulchan Aruch. And with that, we now begin Hilchos Tefillin on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Simen Chof Hei in Shulchan Aruch, Dinei Tefillin Bepratus. The Mechaber starts off this section of Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tefillin, with the following. Achar shalavash talish mitzuyos, after you put on your talis gadol, your beautiful garment for davening, which has the four tzitzios on the corners, Yoniach tefillin, that's when you put on tefillin. You put the talis on first, and you put the tefillin on afterwards. Why? Shemalin bakodesh, because we go up in Kedusha. The tefillin have more Kedusha, their Kedusha is haguf, as opposed to the tzitzis, which is tashmishe mitzvah. In the Bir Halacha, he writes, this is talking about malin bakodesh al ha'adam, on the person. Shetzorich lelech midargo ledargo, a person has to constantly go up in elevation in Kedusha, ulis alos bikdusha. First, he just wraps himself with the mitzvah, which is the talis, by putting on the tefillin. He now has it himself with this kesher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kedusha. And this is based upon the Al-Yirabah and the Vilna Gaon, and this actually comes to be Mataritz, the famous question of the Shagis Aryeh and the Dogum of Ravava, which are alluded to in footnote 10 of Dirshu. They ask, we normally say malin bekodesh is that you have an item, a physical thing, that you're not allowed to degrade. You're only allowed to use it for a high level of kedusha. However, but if you have a choice between doing two mitzvahs, we normally say, based upon the Mishnah and Zvachim, that you're supposed to do the more mekodesh mitzvah first. And not to take the less sanctified mitzvah and do that one first. So it would seem from that that one should first put on the tefillin and then put on the talis. So it's very strange that the Mechaber says otherwise. So he brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Har Tzvi, from the Bir Halacha, the following. When the mitzvah is something that's done outside the body, then you take the holier one to do first. But if you're putting things on the body, two things, and your body is going to become more elevated in Kedusha as a result of these things, then we say, first put on the lower level one, and then elevate yourself by putting on the higher level one. And that is why we put the talis on first, and then the tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nalef also points out, even if the talis that you're wearing is not made out of wool, it doesn't have all of the requirements, for example, kigon sheula achar shloshim yom, it's a borrowed talis and it's after 30 days, so it's only a chiv midrabanan, and like we learned previously in Simon Yudalit and others, v'cholki haigavda, any other situation where the talis is only obligated at midrabanan, so you might have said tefillin is daraisa, the talis is darabanan, maybe you should switch it down then, but he brings down the Artsus Achaim, he says, therefore, we still put on the tefillin afterwards. We put the tzitzis on first, even when it is only a mitzvah derabbanan for the tzitzis. In Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Umisha ein yado maseges liknos tzitzis a tefillin." A person is unfortunately in financial stress and can't afford both. Hichriu ha'achronim, brings down in the name of various achronim, the Al-Yirabah, the Prima Godim, Chai Adam, and others, the tefillin kodman. Then you purchase tefillin. Why? Ki tzitzis urak mitzvah imeshlo talish alarba kanfos. utfilin uchalva, because technically, if you don't have a four-cornered garment, you're not obligated in tzitzis. So therefore, it's not an absolute obligation. Whereas tefillin, a person is obligated to put on tefillin every day. If he doesn't, he's over a great sin. If a Jewish person doesn't put on tefillin, a man above the age of bar mitzvah doesn't put on tefillin, and he doesn't do it out of accident, he does it somewhat in his own fault. So he's called the poshi yisrael begufan. He's sinning against God with his body, which is a very serious offense, as we'll learn about in Siman Lamed Zayin. The kol shekein l'inyan liknos tefillin mehudarin. If a person has a choice between buying very nice tefillin or a talis noa, a very nice talis, tefillin kodmin l'kuli alma, then certainly the tefillin should be the one that you spend more money on. And he says, unfortunately, the Mishnah Berurah writes, ba'olam nechsholim, is that many people make the mistake of buying a less expensive pair of tefillin and they spend more money on the talis. It should be the other way around. Mishen yodo maseges liknos tzitzus u'tefillin. If you can't buy both, if you can't afford to buy either one of them, you're not obligated to go out and beg for this. In Dershu note 4, he does bring down, if you're already out there begging for whatever the reason, or if you don't mind putting yourself at the abuse of going out to beg, so then a person certainly is entitled to do this and will be yotzi the mitzvah as an obligated person and not as an eino mitzvah of osa. He adds there that certainly one should, in these dire straits where he's financially pressed, should ask his relatives and his friends to help him to go and buy a pair of tefillin, because with a borrowed pair, it's very difficult to really be yotze, because you have to adjust the knots to make sure that they fit you well. People don't like to do that. It's difficult to do so. Many people do not know how to do so, and therefore every person should try very hard to have his own pair of tefillin, and this is something that certainly is a very valid reason to go and ask friends and relatives to help you if you're truly so destitute that you can't afford them on your own. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Avo Misha Yodo Maseges, somebody who Baruch Hashem is doing well financially, but he says, guess what, I could go to the 8 o'clock minion. I'll borrow somebody's tefillin every day from the 7 o'clock minion. They really don't mind lending it to me. He's going to borrow somebody's tefillin every single day. So the Bach writes, Unsho Godol, this person's sin is very great. And at the bottom of the daf, you see the asterisk, and he brings down, and invariably, he points out that a person will not be able to go and fulfill the mitzvah properly. Number one, if the tefillin aren't put on properly, then he'll be keeping on constantly saying the name of Hashem in vain, because he's not yotze if the tefillin aren't on properly. Because lufami makesher katan or gadol if he midas rosho, the knot sometimes his head is too large or too small for the tefillin that he's borrowing, and it won't fit properly, and he's too lazy to go fix it, or he doesn't know how to fix it. It's not so easy to fix. Oshechaderu makbid azir, or his friend says, I'll lend you my tefillin, but don't touch them. The knot fits me perfectly. I don't want you to adjust it. One of the most important dinim of tefillin that we're going to learn, which we'll mention now, but we'll learn in its proper place, is if the tefillin aren't put on properly, not only is the person not yotze, he's making a bracha levatola when he puts it on if he doesn't place it in the right place, and he's going to go up at 120 years and think he has all these years of putting on tefillin, and nebuch, the tefillin aren't put on in the right place. We'll spend a lot of time talking about what the right place is at the right time, but suffice to say that many people have both the shoyad and the Sharosh in the wrong place, and in fact, therefore, are not yotze. So to borrow a pair of tefillin every day and almost invariably have that problem is certainly not proper, and if you can afford it, onsho godol, you're a great punishment for those that do this. The Baruch adds as well that if you have to borrow tefillin, you may sometimes end up missing davening. The first minyan takes longer. The guy didn't show up that day. You may end up missing davening with your tefillin on. Another reason not to do this. The Mechaber then points out another very important halacha. The people that put their talis and tefillin into the same zekel, into the same bag. You have to be very careful. Don't put the tefillin up on the top so they're the first thing that you reach and you have to bypass it to get to your talis. So people should be careful not to do this, because if you touch the tefillin first, you come upon the tefillin first, yitzorich lanichim kodem atalis. Then the din is you put the tefillin on before the talis, not like you're supposed to, but if you come in contact with the tefillin, kidei shelo yavar al mitzvah, in order not to pass over the mitzvah, the Mechaber says, you then put the tefillin on before the talis. The Mishnah Berurah comments in Sifkot and Gimel, Pirush. Even if you didn't touch it, right, just as you're putting your hand over it, that the tefillin are there first, and you bypass it, even though you don't touch it, and you reach for the talis that's further away, that's called mavirin ala mitzos. And ain mavirin alem, and you're not supposed to do this. And therefore you should put the tefillin on in this situation before the talis, which is not, again, as I said, the right order. Because the Dafka, the Mishnah Berurah does point out, it wrote, so, only if you want to put on tefillin. But let's say you're grabbing your talis to daven mincha, and you don't intend to put on the tefillin, then it's not a problem at all. Or it's in the morning, and you're only putting on your talis first, and you're not putting on the tefillin now, then lo shayach b'zeh ein mavirin al mitzvah. Then you don't have to be concerned that you're passing over the mitzvah. In Dershu footnote 9, he brings down a nice etza in the name of the Chazon Ish, who suggests shedarko hayo lahanich as a kishel tefillin besocha kishel talis. He would put the talis and tefillin together, but he would put them together in a way shatalis hoisa boletes litzad chus, that you first would come in touch with the talis, it was projecting out in some way, so therefore there wouldn't be any chashash of ein mavirin ala mitzvos. In Dershu footnote 8, he brings down nochol l'choyori shemayim. Always have your talis and tefillin with you when you go on the road. And don't rely that, oh, when I go to this place, I'm only going for one day. I'll borrow somebody's talis or tefillin over there. And another reason he says is, again, because you may not find the tefillin that will be the right size for you, or you may not find them in time, and you'll miss davening with your talis and tefillin. This is undoubtedly part of the source of people who, when they go on an airplane, they don't put their talis and tefillin in the luggage is to be stowed away, but they put it in their carry-on. They always had the talis and tefillin with them. Some people are medactic. If they go on a trip, they always put the talis and tefillin in the car because they don't know if they'll get stuck. They don't know if they'll get overnight someplace and be without their talis and tefillin. People are very machbit to have their own talis and tefillin to make sure that they're wearing them the right size and at the right time. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Dala points out a phenomenal din. He says, if you're in your house davening for whatever the reason, and your talis is in one room and your tefillin are in another room, and you actually have to pass the room of the tefillin in order to get to your room that has your talis, you actually have to put on the tefillin first. Avshalod notal adayin atfillin biyado. You haven't touched the tefillin. You're just bypassing that room to get to the room that has the talis. That's also considered mavirin ala mitzvos. The Mishnah Berurah does point out in Sivkat and Hey, however, v'im avar v'inichom miyado v'notal talis. Once you've done it wrong, so to say, you bypass the tefillin and you took the talis in your hand, and then somebody tells you, hey, you should have put on the tefillin first, the halach is no, shuv osu li'ozvo ulito latefillin. Then we don't undo it again. Once you have the talis in your hand, you go put the talis on first, even if you shouldn't have gotten it. That is the halacha. This concludes our first day of learning tefillin. And Yitzhak Hashem, we should enjoy this section of Shulchan Aruch as much as we did learning Hilchos Tzitzis.